Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Singers Nicole Ray and Terry Walker started their musical careers literally thousands of miles apart, one in Virginia, the other in London. But the two eventually met up here in New York and teamed up to form Lady, a dually led band with a classic soul sound. They've recently released a debut self-titled album. The band is here in the studio to play a stripped-down set for us. This is Lady performing their song Money live on Soundcheck. That is Lady, live on Soundcheck, and a song called Money. The ladies are Terry Walker and Nicole Ray, the two singers who are joining me at the microphone here in the Soundcheck studio. Leon Michaels on tambourine, Vincent D'Annunzio on the electric guitar. Terry, welcome to Soundcheck.
Hello.
Nicole, good to see you.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
Is that... Was I hearing that correctly? Is that a love song to money?
Yes, kind
of. It's basically really more about we work hard for our money. We don't want anyone else to basically
bother us
money.
About
we plan
it.
We our own money.
Leave us alone.
So what you guys are doing for us here in the studio is obviously a stripped-down version on the record. You do get more into this kind of classic 60s soul sound.
Yeah.
You were both born like 20 years after that was the sound of the day. So how did that happen for you guys?
I think for us, it's Truth and Soul. This is their baby. This is their thing.
Truth and Soul being the
label.
The record
and Expressions. This is their thing. We kind of like just collaborated with the guys and just came in.
One of those guys being Leon, who's lurking behind the tambourine
man.
There.
Tambourine man, And they provided us with this beautiful music, and we kind of just all collabed together and kind of made it one big, beautiful.
But before the two of you could collaborate with them, you had to find each other.
We found each other so many miles and miles and miles away
miles
from
away.
Me.
An but ocean away at the beginning.
Away. And we connected straight away, actually. It was just one of those things where... We're just kindred souls. Straight away we met, it was just like, girl, I like you. Let's go get some drink.
Let's hang out. Woo. Let's
sing. You know what I mean? It's just everything's been really organic and just natural, Can't really explain it. It's nuts.
Which sounds like, a great, wonderful music business story, except that there's a kind of more conventional, nasty music business story before that happens, right? I mean, you each had...
Of course.
You each had solo careers that seemed to be on the move.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And then... Mm-hmm. And then what
then
happened?
Then no move. We try to figure it out.
Yes.
That's why I think Get Ready, we've... Terry and I, we share similar stories in the music business on a solo vibe. Just, trying to songwrite and be a part of a label and figure out where it is that we wanted to go. And then we met each other. And it's like a lot of people kind of questioned if we had it.
Yes.
If we had what it took.
Well, now, so you've both done kind of lead vocals. Mm-hmm. And then you've both done kind of backing vocals for other people on other records. This is neither one nor the other. I mean, you're lead, but you're not hogging the... Yeah. So is that a different kind of way of singing? Because you have to be listening pretty closely at the same time, right?
Do you know what? Not really, because, again, I think for us, we breathe, eat, sleep this from the moment we started. So, like, for us to sing in harmony or just do something, it's just so easy for us. So, it's very easy.
We've both had the choir experience, too.
Well, why don't we hear another song? The band is called Lady. Terry Walker, Nicole Ray, and the boys performing live in the Soundcheck studio. This song is called Hold On.
You keep on running. Looking for something, but never find it. You are misguided. I have decided to give you guidance. Come take the high road, baby, let's drive. Connected, something eclectic, but not too hectic. A new perspective. Come take the high road, drive with me.
That song's called Hold On. Lady is the band here in the Soundcheck studio playing for us today. Terry Walker and Nicole Ray, the vocalists. Leon Michaels, tambourine. Vincent D'Annunzio playing the electric guitar. Terry, just real quick.
Yeah.
You're from London.
Yeah.
But when you're singing, the accent disappears.
I know.
How is that? Is that, did you have to learn to do that?
No, because I think growing up as a kid, my mum always that, you know, from Hall & Oates to Whispers to, you know, Bill Withers. I mean, I've listened to a lot of American music growing up. So I think when I knew that I wanted to sing, I just used to emulate a lot of American singers. So I think it just, for some reason, because when I try
sounds
to do
good.
It, when I speak, it's not the same.
But
yes.
Sounds wonderful.
So, Nicole, I mean, as we sort of alluded to before, you've both seen the ups and downs of the music industry, and now that you have this, you know, this feels good, this
yes,
project called Lady,
amazing.
And the debut album is out. What are your hopes for this?
Well, I'm hoping that it catches on. It's beautiful. It sounds good. Like you said, we have been through a lot. We really want to show people that we do have what it takes, and we want to just show love and spread love, and we want to be universal. We really do. We want to reach the young, the old, the hip-hoppers, the everybody. We just want to
well,
be
Well, this is a style of music that hip-hop has traditionally sampled.
Yes, we say that all
the
time.
Very good effect. All right, stick around, because we have more music from Lady coming up later in the show. But first, when it comes to music, there are plenty of unanswered questions. Musical mysteries, if you will. Did Pink Floyd really write Dark Side of the Moon to sync up with The Wizard of Oz? Are Jay-Z and Beyoncé really members of the Illuminati? Why do classical musicians hate on the viola so much? Well, our contributor Faith Saley has been pondering some of these so-called musical mysteries and has kindly offered to play detective for us. In fact, one mystery that's been on her mind lately just came up with the band Lady here in the studio. I asked singer Terry Walker why her British accent seems to disappear when she sings. Faith, how did this question come up for you?
So, John, a little while ago, I was watching the Oscars, and the singer Adele gets up and sings her amazing James Bond theme, Skyfall.
Skyfall is where we start. A thousand miles and poles apart.
Okay, and then she wins the Oscar for Best Original Song.
Thank you so much. Thank you. This is amazing. I'd just like to thank Barbara Broccoli and Michael Wilson at Eon Productions, Sony Pictures, MGM.
Okay, I loved her little speech, but I honestly couldn't make out about half of what she said. I mean, that girl has one serious British accent, but you would never know it from her singing voice. So I started wondering, why do accents seem to magically disappear when we sing?
Good singing is good singing. And what singers will train to do, whether they're a pop singer or a classical singer, is they try to produce pure vowels.
That's Professor Bill Beeman. He's a linguist at the University of Minnesota and an opera singer.
If you come in with a heavy Australian accent or a heavy British accent, and you want to sound like an American pop singer, you have to train to do that.
Okay, so Bill Beeman says non-Americans have to work to clean up their accents. But Andy Gibson, a researcher at Auckland University of Technology in New Zealand, has a different take.
For most people, what they hear on the radio, what they hear walking around the supermarket, it tends to be the kind of pop music which is sung in that American-style pop music accent.
According to Andy's research, and he actually studied this exact phenomenon of American accents in pop music, the American accent is so ubiquitous in global pop that it's actually easier for most non-Americans to sound like us than it is to sing in their own native accents. He did this study where he asked his fellow Kiwis to sing a pop tune.
A couple of them really wanted to sound like New Zealanders, and they actually had a really hard time moving away from those American vowels because they're so ingrained, and it actually sounds strange to people to hear New Zealand vowels sung just because they're out of context.
Of course, New Zealand accents do show up in music occasionally, but as Andy points out, it's generally in a comedic context. Prime example, Flight of the Conchords.
In a city, in a city, pressure.
Counting coins on the counter of the 7-Eleven from a quarter past six till a quarter to seven. The manager, Bevan...
Okay, but how did we get to this point? Andy says that because of the way that vowels are laid out in the human mouth, it's not that difficult physically to sound like Americans. But Sasha Frere Jones, music writer for The New Yorker, says when this phenomenon began decades ago, it was mainly about global imitation of American singers, like blues artists.
Pop music is basically, with a few exceptions, you know, an American invention. We can go way back, and it's an American form.
And according to Sasha, once that American standard was set, it's been hard for non-American-sounding English language artists to break into the top 10.
What's interesting is Americans have been very comfortable with the people being interviewed, being on the air, speaking in those accents. But getting the accent into the song has been harder than you would think it would be.
Of course, there are always exceptions to the rule. Lily Allen and Shakira are just two examples of accented artists who have made their way toward the top of the charts.
Lucky you were born that far away, so we could both make fun of distance. Lucky that I'm a foreign man for the lucky fact of your existence. Baby,
I think Shakira's success doesn't only depend on her fabulous accent. So, one musical mystery solved. Kind of. It seems that accents disappear in pop music because for most people, it might actually be easier to sound American than not. And if it doesn't come naturally, well, I'm sure Professor Beeman could whip your rhotic R's into shape. What we did not solve today is why Madonna talks like a British person. Do you have any musical mysteries? I'm not too proud to wonder what's the difference between hip-hop and rap, or why heavy metal guys have really long hair, and was it really Yoko Ono's fault? Send us your musical mysteries, and I volunteer to be the detective to get to the bottom of them.
Lucky that my lips not only mumble, this girl kisses like a thumb. Lucky that my breasts are small and humble, so you don't confuse them with mums. Lucky I have strong legs like my mama, to run for cover when I need it. And these two eyes that for no other, the day you leave will cry a river. La-da-la-la-la-la, la-da-la-la-la-la. At your feet, I'm at your feet. Whenever, wherever, we're meant to be together. I'll be there and you'll be near, and that's the deal, my dear.
Up next, more music from the soul duo known as Lady, and a peek at this week's Check Ahead, which features an album from the singer-songwriter Amy Spies. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. More now from Lady, the duo that features the singers Terry Walker and Nicole Ray. They're playing here in the studio, and here's another song. This one's called Get Ready.
Shake down.
Once again, that's the band Lady with a live performance in the Soundcheck studio. That's called Get Ready. And if you liked hearing Lady in the studio, you might want to check out the video that we shot of them. You can find it on our website at soundcheck.org.